In New York City today, two separate corruption trials get underway involving top figures from the business world. In one courtroom, former Tyco chairman Dennis Kozlowski is accused of looting his company by arranging millions of dollars in personal loans and bonuses. And in federal court, former Silicon Valley investment banker Frank Quattrone will stand trial on obstruction of justice charges. NPR's Jim Zaroli has covered these cases. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did Frank Quattrone do to end up on trial?
Well, Quattrone was a very powerful, very well-known investment banker for Credit Suisse First Boston. He helped take a lot of very important Silicon Valley companies public, like Amazon, Cisco Systems, Netscape. He's said to have made $100 million at the height of the technology boom. What happened is that prosecutors are looking into the way his firm gave out shares in initial public offerings. Quattrone learned about the investigation and allegedly helped to encourage some of his employees to destroy documents that were being sought by the grand jury. It really boils down to one line in an email he sent out. The trial is going to be short. It's expected to be maybe 2 to 3 weeks. The case against Dennis Kozlowski, on the other hand, is likely to be a lot longer.
Yeah, he's the guy who's said to have used company money to buy a $6,000 shower curtain, among
right.
other things.
Yes.
They have a strong case against him?
Well, Kozlowski, provide a little background. He was sort of a lionized figure in the business world. He was credited with taking Tyco, turning it into an industrial conglomerate, mainly because of a lot of acquisitions. Now, I think he is really better known as you pointed out, is this the symbol of the ridiculously overcompensated chief executive. The company paid for all kinds of his personal expenses. He spent $2 million for a party for his wife in Sardinia. That's not illegal, of course, but prosecutors say a lot of the money that went to Kozlowski came in the form of bonuses and loans that were concealed from the company's auditors and its shareholders. He and Chief Financial Officer Mark Swartz are accused of stealing $170 million from the company. Now, Kozlowski is expected to argue, yeah, he got a lot of money, but that's not a crime. Board of directors at the company knew about it. At any rate, I think this is just a much more complicated case. It's going to involve a lot of witnesses and documents. It could go on for months.
Well, what happens if either of them is convicted? Are they likely to serve time?
Yeah, they could. Kozlowski, for instance, could face 25 years in prison. And he also faces a separate trial for tax evasion later this year. You know, we had all these corporate scandals, Enron, WorldCom, Adelphia, the big Wall Street firms. For one reason or another, no chief executive has stood trial yet. So these are really the first big trials to come out of that. Obviously, there's still a lot of public anger about some of these cases. So I think some people think there's kind of almost a thirst for vengeance right now. If you're really a chief executive who's been accused of corruption, I think this probably isn't the best environment to be standing trial in.
NPR's Jim Zaroli.